he goes, Bo's voice and Mac's voice are kind of are pretty similar. And I said, yeah, man. And I think that's a pretty good, I think to be, for you guys to be like in the same comparison is kind of cool.
Oh, I'm honored by that statement. You know, my home church is a church called New Hope.
Yeah.
In Birmingham. And Mac has come down there and spoken and done some songs, you know, for my pastor, Donnie Acton. And I'm a huge fan of Mac and Third Day and Cats and Crowns and things like that. You know, that's one of the things, you know, I'm not, if you listen to a lot of my music, it's very spiritual music.
Yeah.
You know, my love for Jesus Christ is not something, you know, I try to minister through music. And, you know, but in the places that people need to be here, you know, church is the place that we go to expand our faith and knowledge of Christ.
I had no idea. I
don't have that
dude.
Exposure. So,
Bo, I had
awesome.
The word through that.
I had no idea. That is so cool.
Awesome.
Well, Bo, listen, Bo Bice just came on and said, $500. I'm giving $500 to Children's.
So awesome.
That's awesome, dude. I don't know how we're going to do this. Well, here's how we're doing it, Bo. You go to our, if you go to my website is where we're taking the donations. And,
okay.
Can I give,
what's that?
It's MikeyShow.com, MikeyShow.com. And, yeah, if you go to MikeyShow.com, it's going to say 28-hour right there, you know, 28-hour show, and you can click on that, and it'll take you right to where you can make a donation. And, yeah, dude, I'm a believer, too, and I give my testimony at the end of my show every Friday. And check out, if you're there, click on the keyword section and type in the word help, and you can read my testimony and check out all the stuff that I do with that.
Man, that's groovy, dude. That's really special. You know, it's one of the best things about having Christ in your life is I always said that, you know, I would always be someone that ministers him and what he's done for me and not try to be the person that wakes up and goes, do you know Jesus? You know,
right,
every
right.
day. And the one thing that I've found, man, is that when people see the light of Christ in you and just what he does in you, you don't have, you know, just by living that way, you're a minister. You're ministering. And I try to wake up every morning and go and screw up and put my 2 cents in so that he can be building me up each day, you know, to make me better by the end of the day, man. And that's the only way that I can get through this life, man. All I know is I'm going to fall, I'm going to get back up. And the only way that I do get back up is because he picks me up. So
what a solid dude! I had no idea, Bo, any of this. I didn't know any. I didn't really know much about you. I know I like your voice, and I know I liked you when you're on Idol. But I'm gonna be buying some Bo Bice albums. That's pretty cool, dude. That is really cool.
Thanks.
Hey, brother. Hey, we got to wrap it up. But, yeah, man, MikeyShow.com. And I can't even tell you how much I appreciate that. That is so cool of you. And, yeah, man, we just really appreciate that. And I know the people down at Rady's Children's Hospital appreciate it, too.
Well, next time I'm in town, we'll pop in and say hello to you.
Yes.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yay. I'm going to get online right now, y'all. I think
for
my last interview, I'm going to get online and make my donation.
Oh, that's cool.
Thanks,
man. Thank you, Bo. That is so cool, man. Thank you. Oh, that is cool. Thank you, dude. I appreciate it, man.
Bye.
Bo, are you there?
Bye-bye.
Oh, we must already. That's, wow, what a trip.
Oh,
I would like to be Seacrest.
Oh, wow.
Wait.
That's
nice. That was taken out of context. Hey, Bo Bice. I have to hit the ID here. I have to hit the ID.
You're listening to the 28-Hour Mikey Show, brought to you by Johnsonville Brats on KIOZ, San Diego's Rock 105.3.
The following takes place between 6 a.m. and 7 a.m.
The word of the hour is probably...
Over there, Nadine, tell us.
Good morning, Arthur.
Baba?
Show... residents nearby. And I want to tell you now about a local radio show The folks over there pulled an all-nighter, major league, but it was all for a good cause. Fox 5's Nadine Turin is here in our studio now with more on what is going on over there. Nadine, tell us.
Good morning, Arthel. Rock 105.3's Mikey Morning Show kicked off a live 28-hour marathon yesterday morning, and now it's coming to a close. This special and very long show is raising money for the Children's Hospital because they say the hospital plays such a critical role in our community. The morning show crew of six aren't taking any breaks, and get this, nor are they drinking any coffee.
No coffee.
No coffee at all.
Nope.
They say they'll crash and burn. Plus, they're entertaining diehard fans with contests, giveaways, and special appearances because Mikey says it's all about their wonderful listeners.
Our listeners are the most rabid, faithful, absolutely loyal fans I've ever seen in radio. They're nuts.
Looks like fun out there. People can still donate to the Children's Hospital by visiting MikeyShow.com. The marathon comes to an end today at 10 a.m. And I checked with the Mikey Show just a little bit ago, and they say they've already raised about $14,011, which is just about how much they raised last year. But the good news is there's still about 4 hours left, so they hope to bring in a lot more cash by 10.
Yeah.
And I have to add, Arthel, when I was there yesterday morning, we were on TV the whole time. So they keep on the Fox 5 Morning Show during the Mikey Morning Show.
The Mikey Show rocks! Yeah, Mikey Show! And I heard they were loving some Nadine over the Mikey Show.
It was fun. They were messing with me. I heard. We had a good time.
Do I need to go over there?
Yes.
All right. All right,
girl.
Nadine. Nice to see you. And I'm sure, Chrissy, you've been on the
line. Oh, yeah, you did. Okay, so we are having...
You said something
about it. We need to listen to
53 Degrees of Ramona.
What happened?
I don't know.
Who did they? I was saying something.
Let's see.
She's talking smack.
Dude, I'm sure, Chrissy, you've been on the Mikey Show as well, right?
I think so. I don't have, I haven't been over with those guys, but woo! Party on.
Okay, that's funny.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice.
Bo Bice. That's cool. What a trip. I didn't expect that interview. That was really cool. $500 Dude, solid, man.
That was awesome.
He's a solid dude.
We didn't even get to, like, the really good questions.
Yeah, I know. Let me tell you something. Eddie wrote these questions, and I was like, oh, man, they were so funny. Eddie's first question for Bo Bice. Why do you rock so good?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Eddie really did his research for that one.
Hello, I have ears.
Question number four from Eddie. Clay Aiken, talk about it.
Oh. Awesome. Oh, no.
Oh, man.
Maguette.
Dude, comes on, you get $500. That was so cool.
Hey, Nadine, I got to tell you, we're drinking coffee now. We're drinking it now. Mm-hmm. You know?
In the home stretch.
We're sorry.
I haven't.
Listen.
Oh, show off.
Thank you.
You're so
I'm drinking Sanka.
Zonka. Hey, if you are just getting up, we do want to just absolutely shatter last year's record of $14,000. That's about where we are now. So
plus 500.
Yeah, plus $500 from Bo Bice.
Hey, Bo Bice. Hey, Bo.
Bo Bice.
Please.
Hey, Bo.
Please.
Mom.
Go on to Mikey Show. Go on to MikeyShow.com right now. And please.
Hey, Bo.
Donate some money. Bo. If you go to MikeyShow.com.
Lemon.
Wait. Oh, is Rob waking up?
Lemon.
Oh, there. Oh,
great.
Nice pipes.
Right?
Thanks, dude.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Get him out of here. Get him in the box.
He is sick. He's
not sick.
Mike,
put him in the box.
Mike, I kid you not.
Take him to the mall.
He has flu symptoms.
I'm fine.
He has flu symptoms, Mike.
I know he does, but that's only because he doesn't get any sleep, and he's sleep deprived.
So you don't think he's really sick?
No, I don't think he's sick.
I'm scared.
Okay, dude, I'll give you a call tomorrow.
I'm not even in there.
Let me...
Come over and cuddle with me.
Hang on.
Yeah.
If anybody is listening right now that has the way or the means to be able to donate a large amount of money, please, 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 please go to MikeyShow.com and click on the keyword. I hate to say click on the keyword.
That doesn't even make sense.
It doesn't
type
make
in
sense.
The keyword.
Thank you, Eddie.
Type in the keyword. In fact,
or use the keyword.
Or use the keyword.
You've taught me again, John.
No one's trying to talk to anyone.
Seriously. Silver medal for you, buddy. Good job. Wow.
I just want help.
No, my suggestion was idiotic.
No one is saying that.
Thank goodness you were here. Save the day.
We did it again.
That's really true. You did save the day, Sean.
Whatever.
Okay. So there it is.
Avocado. He's in a mood.
Yeah.
Dude.
Telling you what.
Let's get Ed Begley back. What's that dude up to?
Hey, we've been on the air 24 hours now.
Yeah.
We're in the home stretch.
Well, most people would end the show right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, but most of us, you know, get up at like 3-ish in the morning, so really.
Why did we do the 28-hour show?
Yeah,
I do this every time, don't I?
Yeah, this is a time where you question this every year.
Don't worry. Next hour, you will come alive.
Why do we do that, though?
Because we go on like regular, and we can't go off at 6. We couldn't go off right now.
That'd be stupid.
Yeah, please.
Why wouldn't we just stay on till 6:30? Why don't we consider doing that this year? Why don't we consider 6:30? We wrap her up.
No
we
way.
Thanks a lot, kids.
Talk to you later.
Hey. I'm feeling really good.
I'm rocking it, Mike.
Yeah, let's go.
It was all about Bo Bice.
Yeah, Bo Bice.
Total Bo Bice.
Really
lifted my spirits.
Yeah.
See? Big time.
Big time.
He was really cool.
Yeah.
Oh, man. 570-1053 is our phone number.
Cheddar.
Hey, you know what's a trip, man? That gigantic sentence. We're down to the last few words.
Wow.
Of the gigantic set, because we've been giving out the word of the hour.
Ew.
We've given out 24 words.
Wow.
And when it becomes...
Whoa.
Oh, excuse me.
No one heard it, Mike.
When it becomes 10 a.m., we're going to have somebody call in.
Phlegm.
And we are going to have them repeat the entire sentence back to us.
Yeah.
And when they do that...
Yeah, Mike, what would happen then?
First person that can accurately repeat that 28-word sentence is going to get a $1,000 gas card.
Oh, well.
Money, money, money.
Yes, guy. It's money, money, money.
Money, money, money. It's
petrol.
Yes.
Show me the money.
It's just a clip, everyone.
Wow.
Calm down.
I'm calm.
Show me the money.
Okay. Here's our wallets.
Money, money, money. Okay.
What do you guys want to do?
You have a really fun game. It starts the 6 o'clock hour if you want to play. I don't really want to play it, but it's up to you.
Let me see what it is. Let me look.
It's just going to annoy me.
And I have news. I have at least 7 stories.
You're such a jerk. Bro. Be thankful for the stories on your plate.
Be thankful for the stories on your plate.
Rob, you are the worst. That was the worst laugh ever.
Be thankful for the stories on your plate. Sean, be thankful
for the
story.
Dude.
Huh?
Give it some time, bro. Let it settle
Sean
in.
Sean on an 8-second delay.
No. He's like a gold miner.
Savant.
A gold miner?
Yeah,
yes,
he's sifting right now. I'll find it.
He'll find it.
Be thankful for the... For the news on your plate.
Yep.
You're telling me a big fat lie.
No, he's been a joker. You joker.
Little joker.
I know. I do want to do this.
What?
The Ashley Impressions game.
Oh, no.
This is going to be awesome.
It's really good, man.
Yeah. Well, she's really good.
Well, my pipes are like on key right now.
They're on key.
You know what I'm saying? So, like,
girl.
I'm really in the zone in that angle.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
Thank you, Sean. Thank you.
And thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for the timely.
What?
Thank you very much, Mark.
Borshart.
Mark Borshart.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
Hey, this is my uncle, man. Let me talk to him for a minute. Hey, man. I'm gonna film you here, man. And Ashley, you have to see American Movie.
Yeah.
Okay.
You have to see it.
I love it.
Sky, have you seen American Movie?
I don't know.
With Mark Borchardt.
Who's that?
Be glad for the food on your plate.
Oh.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
I just know that from the Mikey Show.
Yeah, that's Mark Borchardt. You got to see American Movie.
Oh, is that the one with the guy making his own movie? Okay, yeah, you showed that to me like 10 years ago, and I was out of my gourd when I watched it.
Ashley.
Yeah.
It's hysterical.
Is it like Best in Show?
No, it's real. It's real.
It's real.
It's like Best in Show, only it's real.
Only it's real. Yeah.
It's
oh, even
super
better.
Funny.
You ever seen Trekkies?
Mm-mm.
Dude.
Oh, that's another good one.
I gotta write these down.
Yeah.
Trekkies. Well, that one, that movie isn't funny. It's just a documentary.
Oh. Wow.
Oh, you wait.
Be glad for the food on your plate.
Be glad
there
for
it
the
is.
Hey, man.
I just, I had to make a copy because Ashley has to have a copy, too.
All right. Do I have a copy?
You will in 10 seconds. Less. 7 seconds.
Be glad for the impressions on your plate.
Are listeners going to guess?
Be glad for the food on your plate.
I think so.
Yes.
Oh, yep. This will be easy for them.
I'm looking at the list. These are her best voices.
This will be easier than Tone Deaf P1's call up.
570-1053. Call us up right now, and we're going to do Ashley impression. She's going to do an impression, and you just have to tell us what it is, you know, who she's imitating.
But, Mike, she's terrible.
I mean,
oh, these
the
are,
absolute
oh,
worst.
Oh, this is cake. This is cake.
No, she's really good.
The absolute
No, she's not.
She's real good at impressions.
Mike.
Yeah.
This is
why
an
are
easy
you saying
batch today,
that?
P1s.
Because I think that.
Don't think that.
Yeah, I've heard.
Why do you lie, liar?
I've heard her do impressions, and I think that they're, you know,
what?
Impressions are hard to do.
Yeah.
And so I think that hers obviously are not like dead on perfect, but they're definitely right there. They're like.
They're where?
Like, definitely convince you that you're hearing that person.
No. They're very, no. As the crow flies.
Yeah.
Oh.
Basic.
Very steadfast.
Yeah. But they have
consistent.
A good work ethic.
Yeah.
Isn't that Oprah's boyfriend?
Yeah. Yeah. Steadfast.
Steadman.
No, his name is Steadman.
I think it's pronounced Studman.
He's a cousin of Aquaman. All right, let's play.
Oh, goodness.
P1 Penguin.
Hi, guys.
Hi,
how are
Penguin.
You?
You guys are doing great.
Thank you. Are you ready to do this?
I'm going to give it a shot.
All right.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on.
All right. She's got to clear her throat because she's got to get the pipes in order.
Vocal warm-ups.
Here we go.
Morning. Tell me what a bunny smell. Bunny smell.
Mike,
Steven
that
Spielberg.
Is
that Steven Spielberg?
You cannot.
You're not guessing,
oh,
Mike.
That's not fair.
That was good. I
know
sorry.
Who
that was
Mark Borchardt.
That was
his
good.
Uncle.
Hey, Penguin.
I'm sorry.
Hang on. Let her do
I
it one more time.
To death,
but try to say Ash. It sounds just like him.
Yeah.
How dare you? You are the worst.
No, it does. But try to say something that he would say.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Well, I know exactly.
You know what I
mean,
Mike? Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly, just like that. That's what I meant.
So offensive.
Oh my god, I didn't hear any words.
There aren't any.
That was good.
Oh man, that was so perfect.
That
was good.
It was dead on.
I don't even.
What's everyone's problem?
Oh man.
That was good.
I don't know. Did I just fall asleep?
No.
So you're having a nightmare.
Yeah.
Apparently. Well,
you have narcolepsy.
Apparently, everybody wants to do a bit.
Yeah.
Oh,
my God.
How dare you?
Who was that?
Oh, my God. I have no clue.
That
oh,
was.
No.
Come on. That was Jay Leno.
Oh, my God.
It was not
didn't
Jay Leno.
Yeah.
Sorry,
did it,
Ash.
Couldn't you tell when
Penguin.
She said, you know like,
well,
hey,
now that
tell
I
me
know.
About your family.
Now that I know, let me hear it
yeah,
again.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It.
Do it again, Ash. Do it Jay Leno again. You know what's good about it? It's like realistic.
God.
It's like, you know, she has like the mannerisms
Mike.
Down.
Like
and
you're
everything.
Watching the Tonight Show.
Mike.
It's like you're watching the Tonight. See, she doesn't do a caricature. She does the real thing.
That was for you,
Mike.
Thank you. That
it's
was
not
sweet.
Cool to you know
rad.
Do that to someone like her.
Sean.
You know what I mean?
Penguin, I'll give you something anyway.
Oh,
just because you have bad hearing. You're hard of hearing.
Obviously. Do I get an aid? Do I get a hearing aid?
Yeah.
Yes. Hang on. Your prize.
She don't get it. P1 scene.
Hey, what's going on, Mike Show?
What's up?
For making it 24 hours and 18 minutes.
Thank you very much.
Awesome.
Yeah. Thank you very much. Are you ready?
Yeah,
to...
you guys, I couldn't even sleep last night. I had the radio on all night.
We couldn't either.
And all I could hear was Eddie talking about how he wanted peanut M&M's. Well, didn't want peanut M&M's. But...
Well, he would never say that.
Sure, I might want them, but I didn't ask for them.
Yeah, presumptuous.
I mean, granted, I got them.
Yeah, but... granted, he got 14 bags of them.
Right. I ate them all.
All right, are you ready to play Ashley Impressions?
Sure, why not?
All right, Ash, next one.
Okay, stuff without, okay. What's the deal with granny guns that are blank? If they're blank, then how come they're called granny guns?
I know who that one is.
Guy.
I got that one. That was a good one.
That was good.
A scene.
That was really
good.
As if I have to ask, who was that?
Hey, how about one more time for me, Mike?
Oh,
no.
Come on.
Come on.
I mean, really?
It's fair.
What's
the matter with your phone?
It's fair.
I'm driving my truck and it's...
Oh, he's driving his truck.
Oh, he's in
That's why
truck.
He couldn't hear it that good. Yeah, do it again.
Yeah, one more time. I'm
do it again. He'll get
right
it.
Now.
Yeah, for sure.
Yep. And then, yeah.
What's the deal with the escalator?
Yeah.
When they only have stairs on an outlet.
Oh, again,
so awesome.
Again,
that was a long episode of the Smurfs.
Was good.
Oh. No.
Nope.
I'm practically hand feeding you the answer, sir.
Hi.
I mean, seriously, this is not brain science.
Okay, Seinfeld. I'm sorry.
Yeah, dude, it is Seinfeld.
Duh.
Yeah.
Huh. What's the prize?
I don't know.
What's the deal with the prizes?
That's good.
Yeah, what's the prize?
You know what?
Way off.
Even that right there was observational humor. So she gets, like, the texture of the comedian.
Stop it.
I'm that good, Mike.
Yep. Hang on, P1 scene.
All right.
I'll give him a prize. I mean, he basically got it.
No, he didn't basically get anything.
You ready for the next one?
No.
No.
P1 Rude Dog.
Hey, what is going on, Mikey?
Hi.
Hi, Rude Dog.
How are you?
It's been a long night.
It has. Are you ready to play Ashley Impressions?
Oh, I think so.
This one's almost so easy that it's not fair to give it to you, but here we go. I already know who that is.
I have a duty.
Do you know who that was? Get the music ready, Sean. You know who that is.
That wasn't even audible.
Oh, man, dude.
I can't work like this.
I can't either.
Oh, wow.
24 hours and people are pretending that they don't know who... They don't know who...
I mean, I'm giving them a direct clip, Mike,
right?
That we play on our show.
She should be, first of all, YouTubed.
Okay.
Second of all, on talk shows.
No.
What do they want?
All right. Like, Ellen.
Should be in jail.
Ellen. She should be on Ellen and Oprah.
Crying out loud.
Yeah, for what?
For...
I can hear it. It just wasn't audible.
Master of voices.
You aren't audible.
Okay.
You aren't.
She's like David Blaine, only with voices.
Right. Yeah.
I don't know.
Do it again, Ash, and then he'll understand it.
Okay.
I have a duty.
Oh.
What was
that? That was dead on.
That was it. You got it better, actually.
On,
you worked
man.
It out.
Yeah, you really got it that time.
Rude Dog, who was it?
Oh, man, I couldn't tell you. Maybe it's the last
I'm not going to work.
President Bush, dude.
I mean, Eddie, you can relate to this. You do his impression all the time. Wouldn't you have felt insulted if someone was like, oh, who's Eddie Bean right now?
Exactly. You can relate.
Can't leave with this.
Sorry about that, Rude Dog.
Sorry about that.
You tried, bro. I mean... I can't help it that something's wrong with your ears.
Right.
No. That's your problem to figure out, brother.
Obviously. That's right.
Obviously.
P1 Rocket Surgery is on the line.
Nice. Yes.
What's going on, Rocket Surgery?
Not much. Just a little sleepy. How are you guys doing?
You been up all night?
Yeah.
Oh, what have you been up to?
Awesome.
We're a little sleepy,
just
too.
Just hanging out.
That's right. Yeah. You stay up with us all night?
Trying to.
Did you watch the movies with us?
Heck yeah.
Good girl.
Yep.
Did you even listen to Trouble with Kibbles?
No. The Inner Light.
No.
Nancy?
No. We bought the DVDs last week and watched them beforehand just so we were prepared.
This is my wife, William.
Yeah. No. Ken. So your name was Lee.
Ken.
Where's Pinocchio?
Where's my son, Pinocchio?
Look, they had to use makeup. Hey. They had to use makeup to age him. He lived an entire lifetime on this other planet.
Dude.
Why is Tom Arnold my best friend?
That's right.
It wasn't even close to Tom Arnold.
I want to own that.
Yeah, please.
But with us talking over it.
Yeah.
Boo.
All right, Rocket
You're
Surgery.
Boo. You're a total boo.
You ready for Ashley to do a voice for you?
I hope so.
All right, here we go.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
That was Portuguese.
I mean, come on.
One more time, Ash. What? One more time, because
yeah,
that one was...
I need words.
Yeah, she's got to work that one out. It's right there, though.
Yeah.
It's pretty close.
It's a new one she's been doing.
Stop looking at me, Swan.
There it is.
Sean's face.
Oh, my God.
I'm clueless.
Rocket Surgery. What are we talking?
I have no idea.
What's the matter with you?
Join the club.
Are our phones broken?
Yeah.
Maybe something's up with the phones.
You?
That one was not my tone. I apologize.
All right. We agree to disagree.
Huh.
Well, what? Do we get, well, what?
It's Adam Sandler.
What? Oh, wow. No.
I dare you.
I wow. really thought she was doing Yoda.
Oh, my gosh. This is so stupid.
Sorry about that rocket surgery.
Well,
this ain't rocket surgery, lady.
No.
Know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who's this?
Hello. Anyone,
Shin.
Shin.
Shin,
hi.
How you been?
Yeah,
how are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
I'm good. It's nice to talk to you.
You guys aren't good. You guys are tired.
Listen, we're getting our second win.
Who said that?
Our 15th win.
Who said what?
Yeah, who said it?
Yeah.
I'm going to sleep good. I'm going to take a shower, and then I'm going to sleep good.
Yeah.
Hot shower.
Are you still playing that game?
Yeah. Hot.
It's getting hot in here.
Yeah, we are.
So hot. So hot.
Hey, Bo.
Are you ready to do a little Ashley impression here, Shin?
Be glad for the food on your plate.
You are?
Yep.
Okay. Go ahead, Ash.
Okay. Different tone. I like Macaulay Culkin. He's my friend.
That was awesome, man.
I know who that is. I do know who that is.
That was the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
It gives you the chills, man.
No.
Because you're like, it's like in the room.
Wow.
One more time, Ash.
I like Macaulay Culkin. He's my favorite.
That's really good.
Hey, Shin, who was that?
No clue, but thanks for making me laugh.
You don't know who that was?
Who's friends with Macaulay Culkin, Shin?
Mike. Yeah, Zen.
In a real
what's going
way.
On? Zeth is screening the call. Say, hey, pretend you don't know who it is.
Yeah.
Way to go.
Setting everybody up.
That was Michael Jackson, man.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
No, I'm at my end's wits here.
My end.
Just let it go. Just let it go.
Are you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
What?
He's talking about his belly button.
Oh, my God.
Does it smell good enough for you in there? How do you like the smell? Is it good?
Oh, my God.
Do you know what he wants?
Yes.
And we wake up like dawn.
That was really hot air balloon.
Yeah, we have the footage.
What?
We have the footage. I'll show it to you.
I don't want to see this. I don't want any footage from you. Why dawn?
I have all the footage on my Etch-A-Sketch.
Oh, that's, I knew it.
That's good.
I keep all the footage on there.
Yeah.
Do you know that when I was little, Tito would put me on his lap, and, you know, he would bounce me up and down on his lap and stuff.
Yeah.
On the balcony. And every once in a while, he would bounce me so high, I would fall four stories off the balcony.
Ouch, that sounds like it would hurt.
Yeah, it was pretty painful.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. So I would tell my dad, Joe.
Yeah?
I would say, Joe. I would say, Joe.
No. Joe, that was your dad. You said dad, right?
Yeah, I would say, Joe.
No.
Okay.
Tito threw me off the four-story balcony again.
What would Joe do?
Joe would go.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
That doesn't sound good.
And then.
Yeah.
He would fry me like an ostrich egg.
What? Weird.
I don't know what that means, Michael Jackson.
The reason you don't is because you don't know what it's like to grow up the way I did.
Yes,
like an ostrich egg?
No, inside of a belly button.
Hey. He's got you there.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Does it smell good enough for you in there?
Michael.
How do you like the smell? Is it good?
No. Oh.
Did you know that I wrote the song Black or White on my Light Bright?
Really?
That's so clever.
Cool. Yeah.
Then I faxed it to my music producer, Noah Wiley from ER fame.
Faxed
it to him.
A Light Bright.
And my Light Bright.
How dare you, Michael Jackson.
How can you fax a Light Bright?
With your Light Bright fax machine, dummy.
You've got a lot of nerve, Michael Jackson.
Dummy.
My bad. I guess I just don't have one of those.
I do because I'm rich.
Oh, wow. You're better than me, Michael.
I bought it at the Gap in Las Vegas.
They sell Light Bright fax machines at the Gap?
They do when you have powerful friends like Emmanuel Lewis.
Powerful?
That's your most powerful friend?
I wrote the chorus on a piece of bacon. Kevin Bacon.
That is really weird.
Right, Rob?
You know it.
Oh,
what?
Brutal.
Lemon. Oh, that was the worst.
One time.
No. Not good.
One time I was breaking one off good and proper.
What does that mean?
I don't know if I want to know.
Gotta sneeze.
Oh, no, Michael.
Oh.
Kind of a little sneeze you got
Bless
on ya.
You.
Anyway, I was breaking one off good and proper.
Yeah.
Yes. And my friend Emmanuel Lewis came into the room and tackled me, right?
Okay.
And, he broke my tail.
Your tail?
So I had to rush me to the hospital.
But
to
you don't have a tail.
Put a cast on my tail.
Have a tail.
You're a human.
Yeah, I don't anymore. What? They put a cast on it. It constricted the blood, and then it fell off.
Michael Jackson.
I don't know about that one.
That's
Michael.
How I became white.
By your tail being
really?
Broken off.
Mm-hmm.
That turned you white. Okay.
Did you
happens.
Know that one time?
Eddie.
What?
Don't encourage him.
Did you know one time I had a squeaker?
What does that mean?
And music notes came out, and that's how I wrote Remember the Time.
From a squeaker?
I mean, I love that song.
Thank you, Beanie Weenie.
Yeah, go.
Okay.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh, Michael Jackson.
Oh, no, Michael Jackson.
Yes.
Wow, I think Michael Jackson's a little sleep-deprived.
No, he's not.
He's not? Oh, okay.
Do you remember the time?
Well, no, I thought it was a squeaker.
A squeaker. I had all the people from Titanic as dancers in my Thriller video.
There
that was
it
a
is.
Good line.
That's terrible.
That's terrible.
Yeah, you said it.
Yeah.
Let's do one more impression with
us. I thought I was done.
Mikey Show, who's this?
This is Michael Jackson.
Hi.
Oh, wow.
I just wanted to say that, yes, I did take all those people from the Titanic, and now they were on my Thriller video.
Just play the game, okay?
okay.
All right.
Shimon.
Yeah, you, Shimon. You, Shimon.
Okay.
Okay. Hey. Oh. You ready?
I feel good enough for you in there.
Yeah, does it?
How
does
like
it? How do you like me
good?
Now?
What the hell?
All right, Ashley's going to do an impression for you, and I just need you to tell me who the impression is. Are you ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
Here we go.
Okay. Oh, wait, I don't...
That was so stupid.
I actually know that one.
That was so stupid.
It's not even worth.
It's not even worth doing it,
that
right? Because
so
it's so
stupid.
Easy.
No, it's not worth doing it because it makes no sense.
That's it. That's all.
There were no words.
The end.
I need to hear it again.
I was almost going to say, well, hello, who it was, but...
What's the problem?
It's so clear.
Mm-hmm. I need to hear it
I know.
Again.
So what's the problem?
Turn up your headphones, Sean. You probably didn't have your headphones up. Only explanation I can think of.
They're up. Trust me, they're up.
Let's do it one more time. From the top, and a one, and a two, and a one, two, three, and...
And fucking turn back time.
Oh, got it.
Oh.
Who was that?
That's it.
Now, see, I'm thinking Cher, but I'm also thinking Terry Schiavo.
Oh.
Ashley Josiah.
Michael Jackson.
I did not,
and I never have except for that one 28-hour show 3 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, Michael Jackson.
It was Cher. You win.
Yay!
Yeah.
Oh, good job, Michael Jackson.
Very good. Well, that's it. That's all the impressions we have for today. That's all the impressions we have for today.
That was really good.
Glad I could do that.
I thought that was dynamic.
Thank you, Mike.
Oh, totally.
It was really good.
Come on.
Well, this went well.
Uh-huh. Mikey Show.
Oh, Mikey.
Does he want to put a reason on
us? Hello? Oh.
Well.
That was my mom.
Oh, really?
She's okay. Prank calling us now.
Again?
Again. Mm. Mikey Show.
Hello.
Hello.
Is it Tony Braxton?
It was not Tony Braxton.
Breathe again.
Breathe. Breathe again. Breathe again. Breathe again. Breathe again.
That's Tony
Breathe
Braxton.
Breathe again. Breathe Dead again.
It's like listening to the record.
Breathe again.
The visual is terrifying.
I've never seen that.
Oh, you've never seen the visual?
Never seen it.
Watch her do the Joker.
Oh, yeah. Show him your
Joker. Hang on.
Oh, okay.
Person on the phone. No. I want to see it.
Yeah, it's really good.
Why so serious?
What's with the fingers?
Yeah. Ledger, dude.
It's Ledger, dude.
She gets it.
My hair just went white.
Yeah.
More white.
That trips me out when I do that.
It trips me out, too. It's like, you know.
It's like a head rush.
Yeah. You're like, whoa.
It's a lot worse than a head rush, let me tell you.
Anyway.
Mikey Show.
Fingers.
Well, hello. How you doing?
Oh, hello. How are you?
Hey, what's your hair on top in the morning there?
What's going on?
So, first off, hats off to Bo Vice Golf Clap.
He was awesome.
Bo Vice.
Hey, Bo.
I just wanted to say to Sean, thank you so very much for getting me into the Tim and Eric Awesome Show.
Oh,
awesome.
Hello.
And I will be down there to give him a hug dressed as his Indian friend.
Did you just run a quarter mile?
I just kind of woke up, went to work, and you guys make me nervous.
Jeez. Oh,
you make me nervous.
It's all right. Take it easy.
But I just wanted to come down there dressed as his Indian friend, Durka Durka Muhammad Jihad.
There you go.
Thank you. I'll come again.
Thank
and,
you.
I'll be done.
All right.
Leave the funny stuff to us.
Oh, no. I didn't go that far. I didn't take it that far.
You'll never be cool deep, bro.
I didn't take it that far.
Wow.
Come on. There's only one cool deep.
25 minutes from now, Boy Blunder will be in the room when we will be doing the Mikey Show Flashback Hour.
Oh, now you're talking.
I can't wait to see that beard.
Thank you, Mikey.
Yeah.
Fish.
Mr. McCain is very appreciative of that fact.
Sure. Thank you, Mikey.
Oh, sure. I loved Boy Blunder.
My friends. Oh, sure.
You were great.
Oh, sure.
It's like a snowstorm in here.
Oh, he's my bear friend.
This guy over here.
Who keeps whistling?
There's a giraffe.
Well, I think someone left a window open or a door. Whoa. Oh. I mean, there's like a chill in the air all of a sudden.
Over.
Mikey Show.
Is there a bird in here?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, you're going to laugh. Last night I took a 3-hour respite from the show, and I went and saw Yngwie J. Malmsteen at the House of Blues.
Come on.
Dude, it was
awesome.
He still shreds the guitar like a madman.
Dude, how old is he?
Let's see. I'd say he's probably around 45.
Sick.
Dude, but
get
it was
him
funny
out of
hell,
here,
dude.
Man.
Send him home, dude.
Quarantine his ass.
No way.
All right, thanks for calling. Yeah, Rob,
I'm fine. I'm a little stuffy.
Yeah, put him in the box.
That's it.
For real.
Give us that.
Quarantine his butt.
Box.
What are we going to do? We're going to have Zeth come in here and him go in there?
Yeah.
I have to hug all of you before I go in there.
I hope you do not, my man. Get in there.
Go ahead.
Can you do it with me? Box.
Box. Go ahead.
She can't stand on the rhythm.
What's the problem?
I don't want to leave. Let's keep going.
Get out.
We want you to leave.
Yeah, I know, but you're not doing it.
We want you to go in there.
All you're doing is nodding off anyway.
Yeah, go in there.
I'm cool.
Box.
All right, will you participate, you promise?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Box.
All right,
and don't do stuff with that Kleenex anymore. You're going to scare Sean.
Look at him. Sean is ready to...
Dude, my nose is running.
He's not sick.
You have a bandana.
He says he's got the chills. His nose is running.
Did you feel his
what else is it going to be?
Give an executive order, Mike. Put him in the box.
Box. Can't do it.
Mike, we're cool. Let's keep going.
If we all get sick,
if we can't come back on Monday.
Yeah.
Enjoy it, suckers.
Box. Sorry, you can't do it.
Box.
She is really the worst. What is
she on delay in that room?
I don't know.
She's on a half second delay.
Eddie, can
I tell people what we're going to be doing in the...
Dude, absolutely. Talk it up,
check
man.
Check this out.
When is Johnsonville Brats coming back?
Listen to what we're going to be doing. There's one of them we can't do, Eddie, because I don't have...
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
I don't even care.
Okay.
Chad doesn't care.
Oh, no.
Box.
No, he's not right there.
He started drinking his coffee drink.
It's not hard.
It's wrong.
You are so off.
All right, so check it out. Here's what we're doing in the 7 o'clock hour. For those of you that have been fans of the Mikey Show for a long time, you're going to love this. We're going to do the Mikey Show flashback hour, and the guy that we fired from the show, Boy Blunder, is going to host it.
Oh, no.
He's going to come and host the show.
That's right.
Yeah. He got fired because he forgot to edit some stuff out.
You think he's going to use his commercial voice?
Oh, I hope so.
Yeah.
But listen to the bits that we're going to be revisiting in the Mikey Show flashback hour in about 20 minutes. Reality Bites.
I remember that show.
Reality Bites.
Oh, yeah.
Low IQ Haiku.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Who can Sean beat now?
Loves it.
Do you sound hot?
Oh my god.
I do not remember how to play that game.
Whoa.
Is Shauna at work yet?
Is Shauna at work yet?
Where's Bobby Kernels / intern Danny?
Oh, that was my favorite game. Out of all the games we used to play.
They're the worst.
How did that one work?
Well, we would just look for anybody named Bobby Kernels or intern Danny, and once you beat him, you win.
Box. Can't do it.
Gosh!
Dang it!
Man.
And also, Tyrone and Tortilla.
Oh, right on.
You guys.
But I told you.
What did I say?
You're not allowed to do that anymore.
Why don't you?
Senator Obama, you need to start paying attention to the lights.
We didn't go red light, green light.
I know. I mean, don't you guys have eyes?
Turn your ears up.
Box.
What's the problem?
You're the
the worst.
Rob hasn't said one word since agreeing to.
I said box a couple of times.
I didn't hear that.
To participate in the show, he hasn't said a word, not one word.
Firing.
Not even one word.
Fire
it. Since do I go home then?
You know, since he said that he would. He hasn't said a word.
Stay here.
Box,
oh, man. Box.
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 Box,
box, box,
box, box, box, box. No, I can't
box,
do it.
Box.
Thank you. Yeah, you guys aren't horrible. Even in sync.
Shut up.
Get it together.
You're Lance Bass.
Come to me. You are.
You're so punchy.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. You're cut off.
Who is?
You, Eddie.
Yeah, Eddie.
The Chets.
I'm fine. What are you talking about?
Yeah,
what
Rob,
am I cut off? What would I be cut off from?
Cut off the box.
I'm fine.
You are the host monkey, and you're sitting
no,
right next to me.
Do not call me that.
I put a little plate of apples.
Hey, Mike.
And that little room over there.
Why don't we let Rob do the Rob show?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right.
That'll fire him up.
From there, you don't use Mike's
yeah,
mic.
Don't touch
yeah,
Mike's
yeah, you're
stuff.
Not coming over here.
Oh, sicko. But that's not the Rob show.
The Rob show only happens.
I
right?
don't want you that's over it. Here.
I don't sound
just
good
in
on
case.
This mic. Mike.
That's your normal mic, though.
Yeah, it doesn't do me any justice.
You use it every day, though.
Yeah, it's horrible.
Okay.
I've been meaning to talk to you about that.
You want to talk to me about it?
Yeah.
What am I going to do?
You don't control this stuff?
No, I'm the news girl, bro. I barely even do that.
Hey, Rob.
What do you
Rob,
want
this is
me?
Michael Jackson. Can I do
oh.
it with you?
Oh.
Okay, Michael Jackson. What would you like to talk about?
I want to talk about how the other day I was washing my suspenders in a steel drum.
Hold on. Baloney. You don't own suspenders.
Yeah, I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. They were hand-knitted by a unicorn.
By the way,
baloney.
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 Salami.
My baloney has a first name.
Oh,
Mortadella.
And it's L-I-A-R?
No, it's lasagna.
Oh.
Does that spell liar? Is there an E in there?
You're an idiot.
Just breathe.
So I can't anyway, out of my listen. Nose.
So
you
yeah,
look
the
at
other
it.
Day, shh.
Michael Jackson, you are rude.
The other day I was washing my suspenders in a steel drum.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
And this big owl who was supposed to be dressed like a Hooters girl flew into my bedroom.
That's creepy.
That's how I wrote PYT.
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I love that song.
Sung.
Well, I once made a phone call with just my umbilical cord and
Ew.
Two cans of peas. I did.
I don't
true. Believe you.
I don't know if you
can. I don't
really
believe you.
Do
continue.
That.
Okay.
Cans of peas won't work. Umbilical cord, that will go.
That's a good conductor.
It's perfect.
One time, Nipsey Russell and I were eating pancakes at a diner.
Yeah? Again?
Again. And we got into a fight with a couple of bikers, and that's how I became a germaphobe.
Oh, wow.
They were so
wow.
sweaty.
Ew.
Oh.
Ew, gross. Ew, gross.
Ew, gross.
Every punch was so gross.
Ew, gross.
Hey, where'd Sean go?
He turned into Boy Blunder.
That's awesome.
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Mikey Show.
Love that beer.
Hey, P1, quick punchline.
What's up?
Hey, I didn't have a problem syncing up the movies when we watched Rocky 3.
Uh-oh.
But I had a problem when I tried to sync the
We're
Titanic.
Sorry.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
I'm sorry.
Oh, it was, I'll get
sync
it.
Sync the Titanic,
sync
get
the
it?
Sync the Titanic.
Sync the Titanic.
Yep.
That was good. I like it.
Yep.
Rob Show.
Whoa.
Rob Show.
Okay, I don't have any of my stuff in front of me.
Sky. Any of your material?
Stuff?
What stuff
by
do you
stuff?
Have?
My what
news?
Do you mean?
Here you go. Right.
Give me something. Give me something to work with here.
Work with this 80 font.
I don't know much.
It's written for a 90-year-old.
Well, just in case you get blurry vision.
For that chick on the Titanic.
That's right.
Oh, wait a minute. Jason Priestley's coming to 90210 to direct an episode. Didn't that show get canceled?
90210?
The new one? I thought they would stop agreeing to make... No. Someone...
Work it out.
Kelly or Donna...
Work it out.
They quit.
Donna. Definitely Donna.
Donna quit.
Because she's never been
Jason
on the
Priestley.
Show.
Doesn't he race NASCAR or something now?
Box. 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 Box.
Box. Box.
Do it with us.
What?
I am.
You're not even close.
You aren't.
Touché.
What else?
Travis Barker talks about his injuries, but there's no cut. Sky, do we know anything about this?
No, we got audio there, but Sean's not in the room.
Holy mac! I'll take that over for him.
He's in a sleeping bag in the car.
If you touch his computer, dude.
Yeah, don't touch your computer.
It's actually no audio with this story.
Oh, well, yeah, baloney.
He did an interview. You know, he was in that plane crash where him and DJ...
He said baloney.
Oh, so does that mean you don't want to talk about it anymore?
Continue.
No.
Okay, I'll continue with my baloney. So, yeah, he had second and third degree burns in the crash. He says he hates planes. It's his biggest fear to be in a plane crash. So when it's happened, he's just thankful now to be alive. He's getting treatments. He said one of his hands had second degree burns, and he had third degree burns on his body. But he's going to try and get in shape to play drums again and hopefully hold his kids again soon.
That's cool.
Yeah. Is he out of the hospital? Or?
Yeah. But to come back to Los Angeles, he had to take a bus because he will not ever get on a plane again.
Now, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life.
Oh, jeez.
Lars says he's a big fan of Guitar Hero.
And we do have a clip of that, but...
What's up?
Do we have a clip of him playing it?
No.
He is not a real musician. I'm sorry.
My Guitar Hero guitar is made of wood.
Matches
did you whittle
your shoes,
it?
You weirdo.
Yeah, I whittled it.
That's Man. Cool.
Used to be my kid's Elmo toy. No. Hey, where's Sean?
He's out of here, bro.
Where'd he go?
Just chilling.
I would love for him to play sound effects.
What is Laz's? Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yes.
Sean is
do me proud.
Yes. If he's going to sleep on the job, then.
Oh, I love it.
Does anyone know where he went?
What cut is it, Clowny?
Number 24.
Oh. I would like to be Seacrest.
No, that's
that
not
it.
It.
I think you're
that's
off
weird.
One.
What cut?
24.
Didn't we have it all?
That's beautiful. Oh,
could have been happy together.
And boom goes the dynamite.
There it is.
It's cut 24. Lars. From Metallica.
There it
you
comes.
Mean there's pork in this ham?
There it is.
That was better than the last one. This guy. Come on.
Eddie.
You don't have
Eddie.
To yell at me.
Uh-oh.
I was yelling with my eyes.
This is working the sound effects.
It's out of hand.
Hey, Star Wars nerd. Take it down.
Just
take it down. Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Hey,
Bo. Bo Bice. Oh, yeah, I like that one, actually.
Hey, Bo.
Hey, Bo.
Tear down this wall.
Yeah, that gets me pumped up.
Yeah.
Reagan.
Tear it down.
Where's Sean?
We don't know.
You want me to find him?
Yep. Hey, in a couple of minutes, they're going to be airing a segment on us.
Ew.
They're going to be airing a segment on us on NBC 739.
I can't wait to watch it, Mike.
That's right. By the way,
cute.
Please go to MikeyShow.com right now and donate money to Rady's Children's Hospital.
Yeah, Bo Bice did.
He donated $500 this morning at 5:50 an hour ago. $5.50.
That's a serious chunk of change.
That is.
Dang.
Go to MikeyShow.com and type in the keyword donate. And you can donate money. If you donate $50 or more.
Yeah.
You will get a limited edition 28-hour show T-shirt for 2008.
A what?
They're so cool.
A 28-hour show.
A what?
28-hour show, 2008 limited edition T-shirt.
Show me the way to go home. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. I had a little drink about an hour ago and it went right to my head.
Here's to swimming with boat. Women.
Yes, guy.
Don't you start.
What?
Lemon.
I'm here.
Hey,
seriously,
lemon.
The mall. Total lemon.
Lemon.
The mall.
Well, check yourself.
To you, fair Spanish ladies.
Where's Sean?
I don't know, Mike. That's a good question. It's a legit get it.
Oh, Mike, it's on. It's on. Rewind
it. Oh, they're showing us on the television set. They're showing us on the TV set. They're showing us.
Important.
Let's see what they're going to say.
Don't chase me, bro.
Ched, pay attention.
Hey, Ched.
Here we go. Here's our segment on NBC 7:39.
Shoot those ping pongs in them and
ping pong.
Isn't that what they do?
Be a good venue for it, huh? Well, a popular San Diego radio show kicks off one of their biggest events.
Jason,
a little help from NBC 7:39.
He's a fan.
He knows. I've known that guy for years.
Jason. Jay, come on. What are you doing?
Come on.
Yeah. Nobody calls him that.
You guys do that.
Jay. That's not his name.
Call him Estelle.
For sure.
Yeah, Estelle.
Aussie. Aussie.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Move. Out of Sean's chair.
Everybody's cool.
Where'd you go, Sean?
We missed you.
Show me the way to go home. Boom, boom, boom. I'm tired and I want to go to bed. Boom, boom, boom. And a little drink of mama, man. We're going away right to my head.
What's Sean doing?
I don't know.
Hey, what's up? What's up?
What were you doing in my seat?
I was trying to get a better angle.
You were gone for a long time.
We want to see the news broadcast on us.
They're doing a story on us.
What better way to see it than directly underneath it?
Well, touché.
Yes, definitely.
Good. That's why I moved back.
Yeah. Yes, she got us there.
What is this, brain science?
Thank you, Eddie.
Here we go.
Okay, here we go.
Mikey Morning Show on Rock 105.3 is right in the middle.
There's a point in there.
You're not supposed to say it, though.
Hey, be thankful for the food on your plate.
Be thankful for the story on your plate.
Of its annual 28-hour show.
The commercial-free marathon broadcast started yesterday morning. The entire 28 hours will be filled with appearances by Hollywood celebrities, sports stars, and competitions.
And our very own Mari Payton joined in on the fun. Where is she?
Right there.
She's a celebrity judge for a cook-off between two of the show's personalities. It's all to raise money for Children's Hospital.
Am I on there?
We're coming up tomorrow.
Yeah, you were on there. Dude, Spencer's a good photographer. Did you see that shot
from that angle?
Underneath and stuff? Yeah. That was cool. That's pretty cool. And I just got an email from Mari.
Hi, Mari.
What's she say?
She says, how you guys holding up?
Word.
Good morning.
Word.
She says we're airing a clip of you guys in the cook-off 6:50 this morning.
Awesome.
Like that Mari Payton.
She's good people.
Yeah.
She's good Payton.
She got a boyfriend?
I don't know.
Yeah.
She married?
Should. I know she ain't married.
Yep.
She not married?
Couple times.
You're just making stuff up now.
I don't do that.
She got a boyfriend?
After 7. Yeah, why not, dude?
All right. Great.
Okay. Reliable.
You and Natalie, are you there?
From the source. Get your news here.
Hi, Natalie.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Okay.
What's going on?
I called last week about meeting a guy on Craigslist.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I just wanted to follow up. he led me on way more at first, and we had longer conversations more often. I don't know, I kind of pulled like a, okay, you know, we haven't met up yet. And then he tried to convince me by saying, no, I definitely want to meet up with you, just eventually. And, you know, I don't see the rush. And so we just kept talking. And then, I don't know, I did it again last night. I was like, you're kind of bewildering me. You're the one who posted the ad, and yet we have yet to hang out. You know, what's your deal? And he's like, well, I guess I wasn't sure what I was looking for. And we don't seem that compatible. And I was like, oh, okay, well, I'm sorry you feel that way, but I don't think, you know, compatibility is synonymous with similarity, but okay, like, I tried, and he wrote back, sigh, and that was it.
Oh, whatever guy writes sigh.
Yeah, whatever guy.
Get him out of here.
Well, first
smiley
of all,
face.
If a guy, if a
wink,
guy
wink,
XO.
You might as well have just written hand on hip.
TTYL.
Listen, if any,
say what?
First of all, if a guy was in front of you and he goes
right,
it's just kind of lame. But no, listen, here's the deal. He finally had his number, whatever. What do they say? You had your number
pulled.
Number pulled.
Yeah, we pulled your number.
He was never going to meet you because he was never going to meet you. He was never going to meet you because you know something was up with that dude.
Craigslist.
Well, and here's the thing. I think that
you were falling into something that was romantic, and so you didn't want to let it go because it was romantic.
But the romance begin.
Your instincts should have said, nope, something's up with this dude because he will not meet with me. Something's up. Any guy that's for real, he'll meet you right away. And when they're not and they're making excuses, there's no normal explanations for making excuses like that. It's something's up every time without exception.